All right. Welcome, Thursday Warriors, to another edition of the Toddcast. As usual, I'm John. With me, handsome Tim. And then Tim has poached yet another awesome guest for us. So I will let you introduce him.
We got Justin Mason, the amazing artist that's bringing us the Spider-Punk series in April, I think. So, Justin, thanks for being here.
Yeah, man, no problem at all.
Awesome. All right, while we wait for some people to hop online, let me just double-check some things. We have some events coming up. The first Saturday of March is Free Graphic Novel Day. So come into the stores, you get a free graphic novel off the free graphic novel table. You can buy another one off there for $5 and get another free one, or you can buy a graphic novel from anywhere else in the store and get a free one off there. So every one you buy, you get one off the off the table. And we did just throw a couple more things in there. I will be in Parkersburg, West Virginia for Classic Plastic Toy Show with Justin. So if anyone needs me, you're not going to find me in one of our stores. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun at that show. It's a lot of great toy vendors and creators. It's in this like art museum that's like downtown. It's like a library, art library type thing. But I've always had a blast there. And if memory serves, it was the last show I was at before the world shut down 2 years ago. So this will be kind of a nice return to normal for me. After that is pretty much Mill's anniversary sale in the first weekend of April. So yeah, not a ton of stuff going on. We do have a couple more guests coming up this next month. Some indie creator guys, which I need to read those books and then give them to Tim so he can read them so we don't look like idiots. Which is always good.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much where we're at. So yeah, I think we can dive in here. Let me see if anybody
I'll just give you some. I was on Twitter
chat yet. Okay.
And I was looking at, you know, different artists, and I follow Mark Brooks a lot. He's always really fun to read. And then I saw this awesome Spider-Punk picture, and I clicked on it, and I forget who had commented on it. It was another artist I follow. I was like, man, this is freaking sick. And I clicked on it. I saw Justin's profile. I saw his Spider-Punk picture. And then he also had a banner up. And I was like, man, that'd be really cool if this was a book. And then I see right there, Spider-Punk coming in April. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I sent him a message because I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. And I thought Spider-Punk should have been in the first Spider-Verse movie because he's awesome. So I was excited to see somebody else that was really excited about Spider-Punk too. So I sent him a message, and we got lucky enough that he was available to hang out with us. So thank you.
Sorry it took so long to get me on here, but that was a couple of weeks. No, you know?
No, that's all right. That's okay. It's been busy, and we got a lot of stuff going on too. And I would rather you work on your book, you know. So
yeah. Don't ever make Marvel wait on us.
So, yeah. But yeah. So if you this is the origin story part. So if you want to, however far back you want to go, you want to go back 2 weeks, you want to go back to I first looked upon my father, you know, however far back you want to go, and you want to just tell us, you know, how you got into art, how you got into Spider-Man, what, you know, whatever you want to do. So,
well, I know, yeah, I guess I'll go back pretty far, and then just to kind of give everybody a rundown. You know, like my mom said, I was always drawing, like when I was like 3, 4, 5. And what's weird is I always drew spiders. So it was always spiders and like the Batman head. But it's just, she was like, tell me the other day how like full circle it's been. You know, I've drawn little spiders. That was pretty cool. But, you know, I mean, let's see, it's been like, I started then, but not really much, man. Just drawing my life. And then around 2016 is when I really got serious and I guess tried to push it. And I just gave up on the regular jobs because it just wasn't cutting it for me. So
yeah.
Let's see. And then just got small gigs here and there. Finally worked my way to the top, and I wasn't necessarily on the top because I'm at the bottom of the totem pole at Marvel, but I mean, you know. And then I talked to the talent scout at Marvel, Ricky Purden. I don't know if you guys know him. Me and him would talk for years, and then finally, dude, just one day I sent him some samples because I always send samples regularly, but he just randomly was like, hey, I've got you something, but you have to basically agree to it without knowing what it is. So
let us make a deal. it's like the word, it's like the devil at the crossroads contract there, buddy. What the
it was
hell?
It was a little, you know, nerve-wracking, man. I mean, obviously it's Marvel. I can't turn it down, but I didn't know what it was. You know, I was like hoping it'd be something I would shine at, but you know, I mean, luckily, man, I was like, yeah, go for it. You know, let's just do it. And they just sent me Spider Punk big letters, and I about fell on my chair and I was sitting down, you know.
Nice. So, nice.
You know, I mean, I don't know, man. It's just been a surreal experience, man, since I've gotten it, because it's not out yet, man, but people are just so hyped for this book. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I was even thinking back, man, I did some stuff for Eon. Do you know Eon boards, the comic boards?
Mm-hmm. I don't. John
you know, probably does.
I know what they are, yeah.
Okay, well, so the dude that owns Eon actually was like, hey, you know, do you want to do like a little indie book with me? And I did one with him, and it was free online. It was called Kid Nash. And man, I remember like just sending it out to people, just being like, hey, you guys want to read a free comic? Here, you know, check it out. And I had a dude write me, and he was like, you know, this is not the way to do it. Don't ever send me free stuff like this. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. It's just a free comic. I ain't telling you to read it, but it's free.
Yeah.
You know? And I just thought back on that here lately, and it's just like, I guess the amount of people that's like in love with this Spider-Punk book. And it's like, man, back then, back in 2017, I think I did this. Nobody was going to give me a shot. They're like, man, I'm not reading this crap. But now everybody wants to read Spider-Punk. Not because of me necessarily. But I mean, it's just crazy how far, you know, I've come.
Well, I mean, you said you talked about being the on the bottom of the Marvel totem pole. But I think if you're on a Spider-Man book, that's typically a great place to start if you're going to climb, you know, like if they put you on like New Warriors or, you know, something that's, you know, going to end up having a very short run. I feel like, yeah, you know, you probably take a while, but you're starting on a Spider-Man book. It's pretty awesome for your first gig, you know?
That's the weird part, man, is like, I don't know why they gave me a Spider-Punk book, you know? I am in the last batch of samples I sent. I just did like some Spider-Man pieces, but for them to be like, yeah, let's give you Spider-Punk. That's a loved character. You don't have a name behind you, you know, and they're giving me that. It's like, it's an honor. Like, holy crap. You know?
Yeah.
But I think it being anywhere on that Marvel totem pole and dealing with any character, cause they're all really, truly, yeah, they really are all loved.
Right.
But to have part of the Spider-Man verse, like the Spider-Verse, yeah, is pretty big time, man. Like,
yeah. I actually want to add though how you said that he should have been in the first movie is, you know, I don't know anything, but I do like to throw a theory out that are they doing these books, these like Spider-Verse books right now, because maybe they might be showing up in the next movie, or
that was my thought. When I first saw that was coming out, knowing that the animated movie is in the works and won toy sales and, you know, merchandise, you're not going to just use all of the same characters when you have an entire Spider-Verse of characters.
Right.
So it's like, okay, you know, we did, you know, Spider-Pig and we did Spider-Man Noir and stuff like that. So who's the next ones that we can go to? So that was one of my first thoughts, was like, he's got to be in there. And I'm thinking that a lot of other people are thinking the same thing, because I'm seeing that book spike. Amazing Spider-Man book has spiked a lot in the last couple of months. So, and that's cool too, because now you're writing, you know, if it does come out, you're writing a book, and that's going to help sales on that book. We've seen it time and time again when those things happen. So that's going to be great timing. I mean, they know what they're doing. So,
I don't keep up with the books much right now, but are they doing like a Gwen? Spider-Gwen, a new Gwen-verse or
they're
something?
They're doing a Gwen-verse. I can't remember if it's just a one-shot or if it's a mini, but it's, you know, all the different superheroes in the different universes that were Gwen. So there's like a Gwen Vereen and things like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I just figured I'd throw it out there. Like I said, I don't know any details. They don't tell me nothing. But in the preview art, I don't know if you guys have seen online, but
I have.
Way the colorist has been coloring, he doesn't color that way. He just started coloring it this way for some reason, and it's really Spider-Verse, like in the movie, like the stippling, the dot tones and stuff. He does a lot of that in the colors, and beautiful, beautiful stuff, man. But it's really like, what are you doing here, buddy? Because his other stuff is just, you know, your regular Marvel style.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and that's the kind of thing that I would say too, if I knew information and didn't want other people to know that I knew it. Like, I would also say, I'd be like, well, you know, I don't know, because then I'm not going to get in trouble. So, yeah, we will make sure we let everybody know that you told us.
Hey guys, I'm right with you guys. Seriously, I don't know. But it would be amazing to see him show up in that movie, though. Like,
yeah,
I
would be.
So, we do this this cosplay karaoke thing every couple months with the local Hard Rock Cafe as a charity event for the Heroes Initiative, right? And like 2 years ago, some dude came as Spider-Punk, and he had a guitar with him, and that's me with the guitar that the dude made. Wow. It's a BC Rich Warlock.
Wow.
Dude, awesome.
Yep. So I just was like, I got to share with this with someone else who digs Spider-Punk, because it's hilarious. So,
see, that's another thing, man. Like, they let me have a lot of control what I wanted to do with him. You know, like the guitar. You know, the guitar specifically, they were just like, you know, do whatever, you know, and I love that guitar, but I was thinking of it in a drawing it repeatedly in a comics kind of way. So
yeah.
I'm like, it would just be aggravating to make sure the proportions on that guitar is just right every time. So I'm like, you know, growing up, I always wanted a Gibson SG. So I'll just go with that. It has nice little horns and, you know, it looks pretty cool. So that's what I went with on this one.
Nice. So as far as, you know, you said you're still, I guess you're still young in your career. Is there a dream project or a dream character that you, whether it's Marvel, DC, or even something that you just like used to do in high school that was your own and you'd love to see that realized one day, like what's that dream project for you?
Well, you know, man, like thinking back, you know, wanting to get in this, honestly, what got me in comics is Spider-Man and Batman. So it'd be cool to draw Batman one day, which I, you know, for DC, I did like a couple years ago, I did like a holiday story, and I did like the Bizarro verse of Batman, which is pretty cool. But yeah, I'd like to do Batman, but
I have, you know, that book.
Do what?
I have that book. I was looking at covers of books that you did the other day, and I was like, I have that. It was like not, was it last year's DC holiday it one? Or the year before?
Not this one, the one
2020.
Before. 2020s.
Yeah, okay.
Because I actually did one just this past year too, which was
nice.
Which was weird because I guess some people actually never get like, people actually want the holiday stories from what I've always heard, but you know, they gave it to me twice, but that was pretty cool. Aside from that, man, you know, like, you know, drawing Spider-Punk, that's awesome. But I definitely want to get in, like, you know, the 616 version of Spider-Man eventually. You know, I want the main amazing line. I don't know if I would be good for that, though, because I feel like my style is really gritty. And I don't know if here lately it's like everything's been really clean, mainstream stuff. So I don't know, maybe one day. But I actually did I come up with this story, man, years ago. And it's really stupid, but it's called Mac Danny and G-Man.
Uh-huh.
And, man, I don't want to say much, but, you know, because it's pretty as crazy as the name. But, you know, that could be just like a practice name. I don't know. But, yeah, man, I want to do that one day with Image or something. I really think it would do good. Maybe not with that name. I don't know what else to call it. Just right now, that's like the code name. But
yeah,
me and my buddy come up with that, and I think it would do good. You know, but, yeah, man, just Spider-Man, Batman. I think that's my two dudes right now.
Nice.
Might be cool to do Spawn. I mean, I've always loved Spawn.
Yeah.
So funny you should say that. So I found this on your Twitter, and I'm like, at first I was like, are those chains? And then I'm like, that would make sense. Spider-Punk, you know, having chains instead of web. And then I'm like, right. And then I blow it up and I'm like, oh no, that's web. But okay. I was just like, all I like could think of was like the whole, like McFarlane and Stan Lee and, Liefeld thing where they're like kids love smoking chains, like
oh yeah,
yeah.
I hope I mean I hope hopefully once I guess you start seeing it, it looks like webs because I hope I didn't fail as an artist and really did horribly.
No, it was just the initial quick look at it. I was like oh,
and then I think I was it's like, the oh, subject too. Like when you see it, you think Spider-Punk, and you're like, oh, those are chains. And plus, now you got Venom. There's a Venom that has the chains on instead of the webs. So yeah,
I haven't really looked into that, but I've seen a picture on Twitter actually, and it was like he was swinging with a chain or something, and I'm like,
yeah, it's a little weird. It's his son that's the new Venom. But yeah, this is that you have a lot of great like motion and power in your art, like that kick panel, you know, it's fantastic, just like the motion that's behind it, you know.
The with that kick, man, like when I got the script, yeah, I think he just said something like, you know, he didn't even specify, but Cody was like, you know, just kick him in the face, and it's like that image come to my head, and I'm like, oh, I've got to have that, like something that they can use for like a promo piece. So
Now
I'm really digging your banner here.
Yeah, man, I just got it the other day in the mail. Oh my god, I left it up for a few hours just to stare at it.
Nice.
I mean, you could have put it up behind you if you wanted for this. Oh, that'd have been hilarious.
I should have.
It's all good.
But hey, you know, just I'll just show the actual art right now.
Oh, nice.
Oh my god, that's cool.
That's awesome.
But I mean, like, because I know, you know, when I post a picture, obviously you don't know what size it is, but that's 2 11 by 7 things taped together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty
good. So you do, it looks like more traditional art than digital art from what it looks like.
Yeah, man. I do layouts digitally just because it's easier to, move stuff around, proportions. But I'll do them digitally and then print them out on board and then just ink, do everything else traditionally.
Now the writer that you're working with, what's the writer's name?
Cody Ziegler.
And what was that like, you know, when you got paired up? Was there like, did you guys kind of like do like a Zoom chat or like, was there any kind of discussion right at first, or was it just like, hey, like, this is who the writer is, I'll get you the script, you know, how's that process work when you get paired up with somebody like that?
Honestly, man, just like the second part you said, you know, they were like, Cody Ziegler is the writer, and he's wrote a few things for The Amazing Spider-Man, and, you know, and it was pretty much that, and, you know,
yeah.
you know, we've never Zoomed or nothing, which I'd love to talk to them, but you know, we've got to know each other pretty well over the last few months, whatever. But yeah, they just threw me in there, man. They just said, hey, here you go, go to work, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like awesome. Luckily we all hit it off pretty good. So we all got the same, you know, idea of what we're wanting to do with this book.
That's kind of cool, but probably like a little intimidating too, because it's like, hey, we're throwing you in, but you're getting the same kind of respect as somebody that's probably been there for a while. You know, like, here's the script, here you go, get started, we trust you, do your thing. But I could see how that could maybe be a little intimidating too, like as your time.
Dude, the first few pages on the first issue, heck, I still feel it now, but not as bad. But yeah, man, them pages, it was brutal, because I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. You know, I'm like, this is a mega book, basically. Like, this is Spider-Man. And I'm nobody. And they're, you know, and Cody had already worked on Spider-Man before. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, why do I deserve this of all things? Like, but, yeah, man, I felt the intimidation. But luckily, I just kind of just did what I do, man, and just got through it. So, but I'm still feeling. Not as bad though, but you know, it's easing up. I'm hoping, man, when this releases, maybe every bit of that'll change.
Yeah.
And I'll feel there'll be a difference or something. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like online, like Cody can post something and I notice he's got so many of these people. It's like, oh yeah, dude, this is awesome. You know, you're doing great. And then I post it and then people are like, they're loving it, but they don't know who I am. You know,
yeah.
So I'm hoping, I just hope this book solidifies me, and I guess with Marvel, you know, that maybe in the future projects with them.
I have this feeling when I see how much people are starting to really get into this character, because I remember when I saw him the first time and I was like, that is so insane that it's awesome. And I can't believe nobody ever thought of that before, but somebody did. And it's not to say that it's on like the level of Miles, but I'm seeing a lot of excitement from people about this book. It would be really cool to see, like, you know, Bendis did that Spider-Man book where it was like, you know, Miles comes into this universe before they had converged and met Peter. That would be an awesome thing. Like, you know, just to see him come through and like doing a team up with Peter Parker in the 616, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know what they're like, their ultimate goal with this character is. I mean, because like you said, I mean, dude, you can see online, people love Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not saying I don't, but I hate to say it, but I wasn't that crazy of a fan for him. I mean, like, yeah, he's a cool character, but I didn't know a lot about him.
Yeah.
Well, there's really not a lot about
him. There's not a lot. So, to right.
There's like what, maybe 25 issues total worth him in it. Total.
I don't even know if it's that, man, because they sent me a lot of stuff for reference, and man, there wasn't much to go off of. Like,
you
know. I read this all in a day. God damn it!
I mean, really, it pretty much didn't take that long, but you know, I mean. I don't know, man. He's definitely blowing up. It's almost like, you know, Spider-Gwen, you know, whenever she came out, like, she just blew up. Like, I'm thinking he's starting to get that stride or something.
Yeah,
well, they could also team up and be in a band together, which would be cool. So,
yeah, if he was with Spider-Gwen, absolutely.
He just, like, randomly shows up with the Mary Janes and just starts wailing out.
I think in one of the stories I did with him, I don't know where it's from, because they sent me a lot of just like pages just with him in it, and he was him and Spider-Gwen was actually playing in a band together, like she was a drummer or something.
Yeah,
so I don't know what it's from,
though. Yeah, she's in a punk band with Mary Jane called the Mary Janes.
And
they did that song like Face a Tiger, You Hit the Jackpot, that was like out, and it sounded like Runaways. It's awesome. So cool.
I had something and I forgot what it was.
Yeah, I don't mean to get quiet. I had to get a drink of water there.
No, it's good. It's good. My brain's still a little fried from all the Comics Pro meetings today.
Did they say, is this a mini? Did they say if it was is it a 5-issue or is it an ongoing?
Yeah, 5-issue mini. You know, I mean, I don't know even if after this is done, if they'll want me back for anything else, but I really, heck man, if they ever did any more Spider-Punk stuff, like I would love to be that person because it's really an honor, man, to be the first person to actually tell his story in a, I guess, a miniseries, you know, it's any kind of series at that.
Yeah.
You know, not just a 1-issue, 1-shot here, or, you know, a cameo over here. You know, it's just really cool that I'm getting to spend that time with this character. I get more than anybody else has.
Now, I don't want to, whatever you can't, if you can't answer it, don't answer it. I don't know what you can or can't say.
Oh, no.
Are we going to get to see, is there an origin story behind this? Like how, you know, does he have an Uncle Ben that was like, you know, a robber or something? Yeah.
Uncle Ben was in a disco band and just didn't end well for him.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if it's not an origin story.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess you can, because I've got some preview pages up. They don't touch base on none of that. So I'm still actually, I'd like to see that kind of, you know, stuff too, you know, just what, because I know in the pages they sent me, they said he got his powers and like by, what was it? Like a, do you guys know, like a radioactive spider in a dump or something?
It was like from the Norman Osborn had like some kind of corporation or something, I think that was, I'm trying to remember back to it. Can't remember.
I guess that's all I even know about, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, and I hate to say this, I've been meaning to ask him, but like, I don't know, is he American? Like, or is he like British or something like, because I know there's been a few.
You know what? I'm pretty sure he's British. I'm going to look it up though.
I had always got the impression that he was British as well, but maybe it's just because there's something in, because there's the Spider UK, you know, the one that kind of looks like Captain Britain, but is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I don't know why I always got like British vibes as well from looking at him. I don't know if they ever said or not.
Man, I hate to say it because me being the artist, I don't know. And I need
The thing is like you said, they haven't really done a lot with this character. So, you know, you're getting to be the one to draw this out. And like, you know, your 5-issue mini is going to be more panels than he's probably seen in all his stuff combined.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're just kind of paving the road as we go. I don't really know.
John's looking to see if he's British or not.
So, he was originally designed to be Spider UK, but Dan Slott hated that idea, so he's just all punk. He doesn't really say he's got to live in the U.S. because he apparently fights President Norman Osborn versus like the Queen of England. So,
well, that's the thing. Like, how does this take place in the United States? So that's why I guess I've been kind of confused. It's, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he just likes it over here. I don't know, man. I have no clue. I was going to say something about him, but I can't remember. I was having a brain fart.
It was cool, though, because the photo they use on Wikipedia for him, he has this, like, sweet old, like, Moss Wright style guitar. And I'm like, oh, it's so Ramones. It's so Ramones.
What about like maybe like artists or writers or people that you look up to? Is there anybody that's like kind of inspired your style, or just somebody like that you grew up in that you loved and you're just like, you know, made you love drawing?
I mean, well, like, you know, like I say, man, I just love drawing ever since I was a kid. But, man, I think it was around 2011. I think it was around the time The Walking Dead was coming out. The first season, it really started blowing up. And I had found out that Tony Moore drew the first 6-7 issues.
Yeah.
Tony is from Kentucky, and I'm from Kentucky, so I don't know, man. I've always wanted to draw comics, but I had no idea, man. Like, it's the hardest thing to get into because there's not a guide. You know, you just you have to draw, you know, and hope somebody can spot you one day. I don't know. But but I seen him on Wikipedia, and it was like, yeah, he's from – it said he's from Lexington, but I think he's from a little bit north and from Kentucky. Yeah. And I'm like, holy crap. And Robert Kirkman.
Yeah, they're both, like, from – like just south of Cincinnati, like
right on the border. But
like just barely. Because I want to say Tony told me that they used to shop this their local shop to buy comics actually is in Cincinnati.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think they told me that, but I could be wrong. But because it's been like 10 years since I hung out with Tony, so
well, Tony is the guy, man. He is the reason I'm here right now. Is because without even seeing that somebody from Kentucky could do something that massive and be like, oh, yeah, you know, I drew a comic book. And it was, it's, I mean, at that time.
And now it's a TV show.
Right. I mean, it was the biggest thing in the world. And I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, just seeing that being a possibility, it just gave me that. I don't know, that drive. And it's like, okay, if this guy can do it, maybe I can. And man, I mean, because I don't know, where are you guys from?
Pittsburgh.
Well, have you guys ever been through Kentucky or
in
Kentucky?
I have. When I drive to, my brother lives in Texas. So when I drive there, I always say Cincinnati is, I always count it as part of Kentucky because it's too nice to be part of Ohio.
I've been through Kentucky enough to know to call it Louisville. So,
yeah, man, like that's another thing. Growing up, I've always called it Louisville, but I know so many people call it Louisville. I've never heard it. Louisville.
I'm like, you've never been there, have you?
Well, anyways, guys, I just had another brain fart. Oh, my God. The point of the story.
Tony Moore. You're talking about Tony Moore.
I know, but it's just – okay, it's just the fact, you know, Tony being from here, but while I was asking you if you've ever been through Kentucky, I didn't know if you've ever interacted with people here because around here, man, it's like if you ain't getting your hands dirty, you ain't working, you know?
Yeah.
Like get your hands dirty, lift up this – 50-pound block, carry it over here, you know, 10 yards, and do it all day long kind of deal. It's like, if you ain't doing that, you ain't working. And, you know.
Western Pennsylvania is a lot like that.
Really?
Yeah, that's why we call it Pennsyltucky. I'm not even really – I'm really not even kidding. Like, it's Pennsylvania is a very blue-collar state. Like, outside of the actual metropolitan areas of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia – it's almost all like farmland and mining and energy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually born on a cinder block. So
I grew up on a dairy farm.
No, I wasn't really born on a cinder block. So.
I was like, how come that?
I really did grow up on a dairy farm though.
Well, but yeah, you guys get it. You know, if you ain't working hard, you ain't working. And so many people around here, you know, the older generation, when I would tell them, yeah, I draw for a living, they're just like, you know, what do you, you know, you know, yeah, because they just can't. I understand because I couldn't comprehend when I first started doing it. It's like, how can somebody make a living drawing? You know, I mean, I get it, but it's just they don't want to open their mind up to the possibilities out there. You know, you can do much more than sweat, like drench sweat just to make a living, you know. I mean, but yeah, man, that it was just so nice to see Tony and Robert Kirkman, just them dudes blow up and do something like this. rather than do that. So it just gave me that, you know, that drive to, hey, I can do better than do a job that I'm just for the rest of my life gonna hate myself, you know. And that's why I'm like a big believer in, man, just chase your dreams, just try it, because everybody right here, they're like, oh, I wish I'd have done this, wish I'd done that. It's like, you know, you could have at least tried, you know. Yeah, like this sucked, man. When I first started, I was doing commissions, full 11 by 17 commissions for $50 just to make it, you know. Like I remember once I was, my rent was doing 2 days, and I posted, I was like, guys, please, $50 commissions, hit me up. And I got over $1,000 just in a day, you know.
Wow.
And well, the thing is, that's a lot of money, but that was,
that's a lot of work.
Yeah. And the thing is, man, so many people took advantage of me too, but you know, I just had to suck it up, and it's just great practice. You know, I'm thankful for it, because, you know, I drew to the point where it's like, okay, I'm, you know, getting better and better and better. Yeah, man, it's just, I've really gritted my teeth just to get where I'm at, you know, and a lot of people.
So you did some stuff for IDW and Valiant, right?
Well, I just did covers for them.
Yeah.
I did the, like, an issue of Ninja Turtles. It was like 112. And okay. I did that last Ronin cover for the first issue. And that was pretty cool. You know, I had no clue. My buddy that inked it, Jay Lyston, he actually just wrote me one day. He's like, hey, you want to do a cover for it? And I'm like, yeah, all right. But, yeah, I did that.
Mm-hmm. I know Jay. I've met him before. I always thought it was Leaston, but be wrong.
No, man, people pronounce it Leaston. He might pronounce it Leaston. I'm horrible at names, man. Jay, I'm sorry if you watch this. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that.
No problem, Justan Mason.
It's okay. I mispronounce my dad's name all the time, and I have the same name as him.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
And with my last name, it's awful, because every time someone tries to spell it, they spell it like angle, like A-N-G-L-E. And I'm like, no, dude, it's like angel with all E's. And then they still spell it E-N-G-L-E. And I'm like, no, you're an idiot.
I did some of them covers, and then I did that Valiant cover of Ninjak.
Nice.
But yeah, it's just a lot of small things here and there, man. So like, when I tell you, I was really surprised when they offered me this book. I don't know really why, because I don't have a base behind me. My buddy Declan Shalvey, me and him talk a lot, and when I told him I got it, he was like, how the heck did you get, you know, he's so happy for me. But even he was like, I think it was Thunderbolts or something he started on. He's like, you know, I had to start this random book, and he's like, you're happy, because you've definitely got a book that's, you know, got a big name on it.
Yeah. Do you guys talk a lot about, I know you were saying about like your code name for like your project. Have you talked to him about like that at all? Like, cause he's doing his, you know, he's done a couple creator things. He did like Injection, and now he's doing Time Before Time. So he's a guy that has gone out and done a couple of his own stories. Have you picked his brain at all about that?
Oh yeah, man. You know, Declan is, he's been that guy that in the past few years, man, he has guided me and helped me tremendously. You know, without him, I don't think I'd be where I'm at right now. And, but, you know, I actually mentioned that story to him, I think, before. And I don't know, I think I did. I don't think it was really his cup of tea, you know, kind of thing. But I think because it's got a funny, it's just a stupid book, but I just think it's really cool. But I don't think that was his writing style.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, actually me and Declan we're trying to get a few things off the ground. So, you know, maybe really it just depends on this book. Like, you know, if Marvel calls me up and says, hey, or something else, you know, he said, just go ahead and take it. But, you know, if not, you know, me and him might be trying to get something off the ground pretty soon.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, he was on our show like a year ago, right?
Yeah, he was one of our first, you know, really big guests, at least from when I, you know, started doing it with you, John. He's awesome. So I'm listening to your story too. I noticed a trend. Every time we have somebody on, if anybody that is watching is thinking about being a comic artist or even just whatever it would be, it doesn't even have to be a comic artist. I hear a lot of people saying about, you know, just go for it. We had Maria Wolf on, and she's like, I'm working this, these jobs. And she's, I think it was like a call center or something that she was in. And she's like, I just had this, like, I couldn't do it anymore. And her, you know, her family was really supportive of her. Sounds like, you know, you just got to go for it. And having a good support system behind you also is pretty key. So,
yeah, I mean, for sure, man. I mean, it does suck, you know, and I understand. When I say you should just go for it, I guess if you're in a situation, you really can't. It, you know, there's sometimes you just can't. But if you can try, definitely try, you know, because it's just like that old saying, like, you know, if you do it and you fail, at least you know you fail rather than for the rest of your life wondering, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that, I'm definitely a big, that big believer in just try it, just go for it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I think we have Cody Smith, who's watching, wanted to know if you had a favorite aspect about Spider-Punk. Is there any aspect of him that sticks out to you that you like?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, I mean, honestly, it's just the fact that he is a Spider-Man that I just love, you know, which I guess, you know, the attire, you know, it's different. It's cool. I don't know, man, but I think just ultimately him being Spider-Man is just the coolest thing to me, you know, just.
Yeah.
I could draw any Spider-Man and it's just going to be the coolest thing, you know. I mean, like, you know, if you're a Spider-Man lover, you're going to love them all.
What about, and you don't have to tell us, like, what it is, but I'm guessing that we're going to see some new villains or different takes on villains. Was that, you know, whether it's a different version of Norman Osborn or whatever, was that a challenge for you to look and say, like, okay, well, maybe this character already exists, and how do I, you know, put my spin on it?
That's always tough, man. You know, there's definitely a handful of new characters in this series. And I've had to design them, and it just designing is just so tough. Like you're saying, you know, I don't want to draw somebody. And then it's like, well, they look like this person, you know, like some from another universe, I guess, or whatever. So yeah, that was a challenge. Was that your question, like asking if that the designing part was?
Yeah, like just if you had to, whatever characters maybe that are already existing in the regular 616, if you're having to do any kind of, like, you know, different takes on them in this universe, you know, how was that hard? What was that like?
So, well, I had to draw. There's definitely names that you recognize, mm-hmm. but they definitely have to look different. And when I was designing them, I was definitely leaning more towards the 616, but, you know, my editor was like, hey, you know, let's just do away with all that. It's like pretty much essentially, it was like, you know, you can make them drop. They don't have to look nothing like the name, you know? And
yeah,
it kind of helped me a little bit because it's like, well, you know, I guess I do have all this freedom, but you still want to have that flavor of that character, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because that's what that character is, and everybody knows it from this, And I don't want it to be like, okay, it's just, it don't even look or act like that other character, you know?
Yeah.
When I was.
Yeah. I mean, that, I guess my question would be, was it harder for you to twist an already known character into something new, or was it easier to just do something brand new anyway, like a different brand new character? Hypothetically, so that you stay within contract.
It was harder, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think. There's not really new characters. Well, necessarily, I mean, there's, you know the same name, but I had to, like I was saying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I had to just stay away from the 616 designs kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, so it was definitely hard because it's like, how do I twist this character, keep it the same, but make them different?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So they had a lot of good tips. So because you got to think, everything in this is punk, you know? So that's all
right. So like, were they like, oh, well, if you're doing Black Cat, think like Joan Jett.
Like, right. Yeah. Exactly. Stuff like that. You know, I mean, you just, literally, that's all Google searches was, man. It was just so-and-so, something punk, you know, this punk, this punk. It's like, what, give me something, what, how do they, you know, what's the smallest detail that they have on a clothing? It's just, oh, dude, that's so punk, you know, what is that? So, you know, it's just a lot of that kind of stuff when I was trying to design them, which I don't even know, man, if I've really, I'm hoping I captured that enough in this book, because I'm not the biggest punk fan, so I hope, I'm not saying I'm not a big punk fan, I'm just not really, I don't really listen to it much, so, you know, music wise and knowing a lot of the famous punk, you know, musical people, I don't know, man, I hope that I can just capture that feeling, you know.
Yeah,
just to do your own spin on it is very punk rock. So, I mean, that's what it's all about. Right, Dan will back me up in the chat, I swear.
My goal is if we ask you like enough small vague questions that by the end of this I could be like, all right, so Spider Punk, and he's fighting Punk Osborne, you know, and then I can put, and I'll be able to put the whole story together by the end of this. No, it's like,
okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe so. He's fighting like a heavy metal version of Punisher. Like, like the punks cool. Versus the metalheads.
Well,
like,
I'm interested to see how they how you guys tackle if this happens. I'll see if there's a grin that will let me know. Peter Parker in this, because you know, in the Spider-Gwen story, you know, he was the Lizard and then he got killed. So I'm interested to see if that's just kind of like, okay, well, you know, let's stay away from Peter Parker. This is this thing, and let's just build this story. Or if you know, you go into that at all, because it seemed like a lot of times in these Spider-Verse things, they hinted a little bit at if it wasn't Peter Parker that was the Spider-Man from this universe, who was it and what happened to Peter Parker in that universe? So,
right. I mean, we ain't done none of that kind of stuff, but that would be really cool because it is interesting. I don't know if, like, in the past stuff, like, any of his one-shots or anything, if they have actually mentioned Peter Parker.
Yeah.
You know,
not to my knowledge that they haven't.
Yeah, I don't think they have. I mean, who knows? I don't know. But I do know, like, a lot of people online, man, when they first announced this, like, I seen so many comments on Twitter that was like, oh, I love this version of Peter Parker. And I'm like, what? This ain't Peter Parker, guys. Like, yeah, I didn't want to say that because I didn't want to be sound like, hey, you don't know what you're talking about. That ain't Peter Parker.
Yeah.
I just like, okay, you'll see when you read the book, you know, but it's,
yeah,
you know, it's Hobie Brown.
Well, that's the best part about it is the discovery part, you know. You go in and maybe you just know him a little bit and maybe you didn't read all of Spider-Verse, but you see that character and you see the image of him and you like him and you're like, oh man, I can't wait to see this Peter Parker. And then your mind's just blown to find out it's not even Peter Parker. It's just a totally different character and where that goes. So yeah, I don't think it would necessarily, like, you don't know what you're talking about. It's just more of a, like a discovery thing, you know, they get to, yeah. And like you said, getting to make that and be a part of that, that's pretty awesome. So,
or you just smile, nod, and think, noob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody actually commented on one of them threads and was like, just let you know, we updated the Marvel Wiki or something. And it's like, you know, we got you updated in it and stuff. And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool, you know, I guess.
Yeah.
All part of that, awesome. You know? Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say once the book releases, I think more stuff will be out there, because like right now, like I just like to just Google Spider-Punk just to see what's the first like suggestions and stuff. And like right now it's still nothing about this. Like, I think it's still like halfway down the page and I'm just like, man, I want it to be the first one. Like, let's get them up there.
That's pretty cool to have like your own wiki, you know what I mean? Like that your own entry. Cause I've put my own entries in. They've last hours or 2 hours. I was once the heir to the toaster pastry industry, but you know, it lasted like 2 pages before someone erased it.
I don't know who this person was. I'm assuming they must have some kind of power on the Marvel Wiki page. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's cool, you know, it was like, here's his online, and this is the writer and artist, and that was my name right there. So it was nice, you know.
It's awesome.
What kind of things you do to unwind? I'm guessing we've talked to Declan about this before, and if you guys are good friends, then I'm guessing that you probably are just like on it all day, all the time, because I know he is. But is there anything that you do to unwind?
Man, honestly, here lately, I've actually been trying, man, because, I mean, you know, being a comic book artist, it's brutal on your health, and this pandemic has destroyed my health, so I had to go buy some weights, like, a few weeks ago, and I've been just lifting some dumbbells, just to kind of get some of that stress off, so I guess I've been doing that on my free time, but, man, okay. I feel like I don't have a lot of free time, because I just have my big girl turned 1 yesterday, and you know, she is.
Oh yeah, happy birthday. I saw that on Twitter. Happy birthday.
I appreciate it, man. But yeah, she's a handful. She's just running around constantly. So it's literally, that's my unwind time, is when I have to take care of her. So
yeah.
You know, but like you said, man, it's pretty much nonstop thinking about work, working.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, I mean, and it's I played guitar, but I don't have one, so that was definitely a way I used to unwind, but I ain't had a guitar in a couple of years. Just figured I'd kind of throw a little punk, spider punk, you know, nod in there, because I do play guitar.
Nice. John, you got anything?
What kind of music do you normally play is my first question.
Like, what do I play?
Yeah, like when you have your guitar. Like, when you have a guitar. Yeah, like, what do you normally play? Like,
man, when I had guitar, like, I'm a big Dave Matthews and Philip Phillips fan. So, yeah, man, like, it's just, you know, I'm a more of acoustic guitar guy. I'm not an electric guy. I can't shred on guitar like Daniel Warren Johnson or Greg Capullo or, you know, them guys. I'm not that kind of good, but, you know, I just start.
I'm not that kind of good either, but I can play rhythm for them.
Right, yeah, that's what I love, man, just on the acoustic, man, just the crazy chords that him, you know, Phillips use and Dave Matthews use. I just love those, you know, and just the rhythm. That's my kind of music I go to, you know. I've played a lot of different stuff, but if I had a guitar now, that's all I'd be doing.
Yeah, I when I was studying music in college, like, I hated classical guitar. It was like my least favorite thing to do ever. I leaned more toward like jazz, rock, and metal, and punk. So it was
I luckily had a really awesome guitar professor who just kind of let me do whatever. So, all right. So my last question would be, so what is your dream gig? Like, what would be the title that's your dream gig to work on, whether it be a mini series or as an ongoing?
Man, I've had people ask me that before, and I hate that. I don't have a great answer. Because I feel like that Spider-Punk is that dream gig right now.
Okay.
You know, but like, yeah, I didn't dream of drawing Spider-Punk, but I'm that thankful and I'm that happy that I am. But yeah, I think, like I said earlier, if I could draw like the Spider-Man line one day, that would be cool. That would be like, just because I want my name amongst them artists that have just been on that title, you know, because there's been countless legends on that book. And it's just like, I want to be a part of that one day. I'd hope to have a name, you know. But yeah, man, I don't really have a great answer. I'm sorry, but
no, it's all good.
I'm just so, so happy that I'm just part of this book right now.
Yeah,
you know, that's awesome. If it could be an ongoing, that'd be better, because then I ain't got to stress about what happens after this book's done.
Well, we've seen him do it before, you know, to come out and say, hey, this is going to be a 5-issue, but then it gets popular and they kind of extend it. So, you know,
they've done it before.
Yeah. So hopefully this sells well. And,
I've wondered about that. You know, I was like, you know, if this does well, is that a possibility? So I didn't know. You know, I know that if they ever said, hey, let's do a part two, I'm here, man, if they want to begin, you know. Because I definitely, like, I feel like, I hope, like I said, I hope people take to this character, my take anyways. And I just really, I mean, that's why I put him on my banner. Like, I feel like me and Spider-Punk have had more time together than anybody else.
Yeah.
I find that really... I don't know. I just think that's really cool. You know, that I'm the only person, like, he's had one shots here and there, a few panels here and there, but he's never spent this time by. So, you know,
you're helping developing the brand that is Spider-Punk, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah. So,
if you think of it that way,
that's pretty punk.
It is pretty punk rock of you. Yes. Cool. Well,
so happy
to say, I don't see any more questions in the chat. So,
I mean, I think really appreciate you taking the time to coming on and answering my message, and look forward to the book. I'm pretty excited for it. So,
yeah, man, I appreciate you guys having me on. You know, I mean, getting to talk about this. As long as, I mean, if it helps Spider-Punk sales and just people just know who Spider-Punk is,
yeah,
I'm just happy to do that, you know.
And issue one comes out in April, right?
Yeah, I've seen like on a couple sites that it was like one said April 22nd and then one said April 2nd. So I honestly don't know.
It's in April. See if you can find it real quick. Yeah.
Issue Maria's doing the variant for? Because I know Maria Wolf's doing a variant for it.
Yeah, I think
for one.
I think the first issue. Yeah. I think April hers is like
6.
April 6.
Okay.
Guys, I'm off. I'm sorry. I said the second.
It's all good.
Well, but yeah, hers is the first. And if I'm mistaken, hers is the one where he's like hanging upside down on the lights or light fixture or something.
Okay.
I think I might be wrong, but they were all cool covers, man. You know, but
yeah.
I wish I could get it. they don't let the newbies get the covers. You know, I'm happy just take the interior. That's all I can get. You know.
Hey, man, they'll be worth money someday. You could sell them off somewhere. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's one of the nice things about people who actually use board, like pencil and board. Is they're going to have this awesome piece for later, and you know the digital guys are just going to make prints, which, I mean, I guess that's cool too, but like, you know, that original art can be really nice for somebody.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've got a lot of friends and stuff that have, and I think it might actually, an art teacher I've had before, you know, they've asked me a lot about digital. It's like, hey, why don't you do that? You know, because man, drawing traditional, it takes time, but you know, if you don't have that physical thing, man, you know, it, like you said, man, years on the road, I mean, I'm not the greatest artist, but years on the road, and maybe it's worth something. I don't know, you know, and I just, I, me personally, I'd rather have something physical than digital anyways. And, you know, so those guys that do digital, I really think that they lean towards it just because they're faster at it. You know, me, I'm definitely not. I'm like probably slower at digital than traditional, just because I'm just not the tech savvy kind of guy. But yeah, man, I mean, I don't know, maybe they just do digital because they can get more pages done in a day, you know, and that mm-hmm. that's pretty nice. But I don't know, man, if you have that physical thing, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I came right. I feel like I was gonna say something else, but
it's all good.
Well, before we wrap it up, I just want to give him. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, before we wrap up, don't you have to announce the winner of the?
I was supposed to. JLA, yeah. Let me look that up. Thank you. I totally forgot about that.
We got this lot of JLA Avengers, and Tim comes to me with a great idea, which is, hey, why don't we put this up for a Facebook online, like auction style thing. And we'll donate $100 of it to the Heroes Initiative, and then whatever's over that, we'll just keep as payment for the book. And I was like, cool, awesome. So start your bids at $100 for the whole set. So
Ron Gamiss is the winner of the set.
What?
He came in at 7 p.m. threw his bid down. He's getting it for a steal too, because that series is going for 200 plus right now. So
did he outbid my 150? Because I bid 150.
Does your 150 count?
Yeah.
It does. Well, then you get it for 150.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know internal bids were allowed. I bid 152. What's Price is Right rules?
I'm not taking my discount on it either, just so you know.
Because
it's charity. I'm doing
that's great. Full 150. Okay.
So
all right.
Cool.
Then John, I'll have to get in contact with you later to let you know that you've won.
The book. Oh my god, I never win anything.
Thanks for reminding me. I totally forgot about that. So
yeah.
But yeah. So
cool.
Well, again, much appreciated. Everybody, Ron already said he's getting out there. He's going on Comic Hub to order this. So everybody be like Ron, go put your order in now for Spider-Punk. We're going to have all the variants. So, get multiples and, help Justin make this thing a success. So
yes.
Yeah. So, all right. Actually,
are you guys going to be at next month at GalaxyCon in Richmond, Virginia?
No.
Well, I'll be there.
Okay.
So I ain't going to really have much because it sucks because it's before the release of Spider-Punk. So, but right. You know, I'll definitely, if anybody's going to be going, you know, I hope
they'll
draw Spider-Punk stuff.
No, I got that little show in Parkersburg, and then I don't think I have anything until our show in June. We have a show.
Yeah, we have our own
in June.
Three Rivers Comic Con. Yeah.
Where's that at?
In Pittsburgh.
Right here in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
So, say you happen to just come, there would be. Let me tell you the other Spider-Man. Create like the other people have worked on a Spider-Man title that will be there.
Okay.
So the legendary Ron Frenz, Pat Olaf, Wayne Foucher, Brett Breeding,
Matt Horak and Rick Leonardi. So yeah. That's what, six? Does that I count that right? There were six. Spider-Man dudes who've worked on a Spider-Man book in one shape or form.
Wow.
To be there. I can't wait to see how many 2099 number ones come out of the woodwork for Rick.
Right.
Like I can just see some dude like pull up like one of those like a dolly with like three short boxes just like loaded with them.
Yeah.
And then him be like, God damn it. Mm.
CBC is going to be working overtime that day.
Well, CBCS will be there on spot. So people will just get them signed and walk them over and drop them off and off they go.
Nice. So, nice.
Yep. And I don't have to deal with any of it. I just go, here's your booth, Cody. It's awesome. So,
yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thanks everybody for watching. Thank you again, Justin, for coming on. This was awesome.
Hang around for a second when we're done and we'll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. See everybody next week. We'll be back to our regular scheduled comic reviews and other things at that point.
So far behind.
Same.
Probably do like a 5-hour special.
Oh, nothing else. No other nerd talk. It'd be awful.
Yep.
So. All right. Yep. See you guys.
All right. Peace.